Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. I feel like there are so many weddings right now and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. All right, in a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. All right, this sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With Advanced Control Mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. You can even customize your spray, like to cover targeted areas, you just tap the trigger lightly, or you can pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable. From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, this is sun care that'll come in handy when my kids are swimming, playing sports, when I'm hiking, when we're out at the lake, or whatever it is that we're doing outdoors. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Happy Sunday. Welcome to listener Q&A episodes. I don't even know really what to call it. Aubrey is sitting across from me. She is the listener that submitted an email to fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com to be a part of the listener Q&A series, which I did, I think, three or four in a row, and then I had to take a break, and then now I'm back to recording a few, and I think they're just going to randomly pop up on Sundays. You never know. I don't want to commit myself to it too much just because it's so fun, but it's just like finding the time and not wanting it to just be like a super rushed thing. And Aubrey, one time, I'm trying to keep them at like 30 minutes, but one time I was doing one, and I straight up talked for like almost 50. And then I got in trouble because I was late to my next thing. But it's just cool to put a face to like listeners. We don't ever get to see listeners' faces unless it's out in public or we run into one. So to be across from an actual listener, it's like I would stay here for a very long time. But that being said, we'll get right into Aubrey's questions. But Aubrey, I'd love for you to just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. So long time listener, first time caller, but I love your podcast so much. I just have to say you and Kat are my friends and you don't know it, but I live in Fresno, California. So I listen to Bobby Bones show right after 7 a.m. on the West Coast. My husband and I are both in the Air Force. We recently just had a baby, 8-month-old little Grady. So I do mostly like human resources in the Air Force, but I love it. I've been in for 9 years, big reader, big shopper. Target is my favorite place ever. I'm a new mom. I'm a wife 5 years. So like I can relate a lot to you, Amy, and just in terms of like being a military wife and then being a new mom, you have more age range as far as your kids compared to mine, but all in the same, we're all learning together. So yeah, I guess that goes into one of my things because I am a big reader and you do recommend a lot of books books on your podcast, but I like to know, what book are you reading right now? And is this something that you would recommend to a friend, or is there one that you always recommend to a friend?
Well, currently I am reading The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Oh.
And it is a fiction book, which is not normally where I go to. I like nonfiction.
Yeah.
Something about me wants to know that it really happened. This is all aside from like the self-help or like therapy right. category, which yeah. I have been reading a lot of those types of books too, but I just needed a break for my brain yeah. and it's totally fiction, but loosely based on Elizabeth Taylor, so they say, but I am really enjoying it and I would 100% recommend it to a friend. Like, this would be a fun one to do a book club about. Oh. When I lived in North Carolina, in fact, when my husband was stationed at Fort Bragg, I lived in Southern Pines, North Carolina, and I was part of a book club there. And I enjoyed that so much. It was so fun. And that's something I haven't really been a part of since I moved away from there. I haven't been a part of a book club in Nashville. We've talked about maybe doing one virtually. I know at one point in time, Mary and I were thinking about doing one with like either a SWA or just Four Things listeners.
Yeah.
But then, you know, back to that time yeah. thing, it's just yeah. like, and all the different things that we have going on yeah. in life. But I would recommend that book right now because that's what I'm currently reading.
Okay, cool. I picked up Shauna Nyquist books because of your podcast. So I'm reading Cold Tangerines right now. And I love it. It's amazing.
Yes. She has so many wonderful books. You know, if you listened to that episode, some people maybe didn't, I recommend you go back, but I surprised my sister with Shauna because she yes. is the biggest fan and has read all of her stuff. And her latest book is I Just Hadn't Learned That Yet.
Yes. I love that one too.
So that's the latest one you can check out, which was why she came on the podcast, but she does have a lot of good ones out there.
Yeah. I love that one. So usually when I read books, I have coffee with me, but sometimes I don't always get a Starbucks. But do you have a favorite Starbucks go-to right now?
Oh, and just to clarify, I wanted to make sure, I was like, I feel like I said that wrong, but it's, I guess I haven't learned that yet.
Okay.
That's the yeah. name of her book.
Yeah.
You know, similar. I guess I haven't okay. learned that yet. I was like, I guess I should get that right. Oh, and then I know I don't get into fiction, but of course I was a huge Hunger Games fan. So if people haven't, maybe they've seen the movies, but if that's a book I wish I could go back and experience for the first time, the whole trilogy.
I totally feel like someone broke up with me when that ended. I was very sad. Like, I was just like heartbroken. It was over. I mean, yay, happy endings. But I was like, wow, how selfish of me. I'm so sad it ended. But the author's probably super excited. It's over.
Yeah. So that was a fiction book that totally sucked me in. And then now The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
There you go.
Okay. So Starbucks drink. I feel like I'm typically, my boring answer would be an almond milk latte, but iced because it's summer.
Yes.
I'm all about iced. Even when I'm yes. making my coffee drinks at home, I am making them iced with just my almond milk and a shot of espresso or something. But when I'm feeling a little more fancy at Starbucks, I have them add the salted caramel cold foam.
Oh,
you know, on top. Have yeah. you ever seen it? It's like the white stuff they yes. put on. That's like just amazing. But my pro tip for that is they put so much. Just have them put the regular amount. But if you happen to be going home with your order, you can go home and scoop off about half of it and put it in a mason jar and then put it in the fridge and put it on your coffee the next day. Boom.
Oh, love that.
Money
love
saving that. Tip.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, for sure. I think the brown sugar espresso from Trader Joe's, or brown sugar creamer from Trader Joe's, is so good. Mm. So I use that as a froth on top. That's my pro tip.
Oh, yum. I'm going to have to try that.
So good. It's very sweet. So I use it as a foam instead of a creamer. So this is a harder one. What have you learned about yourself lately?
Oh gosh. There's a lot, actually. I'm still learning, and I think it's more me trying to break down, oh, well, why is it that I'm this way? Or mm-hmm. And I'm still trying to work through it and try to have grace for myself with the ways that I am, even if I'm not proud of it, right? I've yeah. learned that it's okay to try to do better next time or grow from it. And, you know, sometimes that means revisiting some things and revisiting conversations with people. But I've learned that I can do it and have the hard conversations, and we can be better for it in the end. I have learned that sleep is my best friend. Yeah. It is incredibly important. And so I'm doing all kinds of things to try to make sure that I can get adequate sleep. It's pretty powerful. And yeah, we sort of have put it to the side. I mean, not so much anymore because you hear about it all the time, like the importance of the sleep. But we never used to prioritize it. It was right. always like, oh, are you, you know, eating this way? Are you working out? Are you getting, like, I would lose sleep to get my workout in. And now I would say, oh, heck no, I'm totally choosing sleep yeah. over a workout. So that has shifted. But I'm doing things like I've changed my bedside light bulb to this auburn color because it's the type that isn't going to disrupt my production of melatonin. And so that way, so at a certain time, if I'm retired to my room for the night, if I have the TV or computer on, I try to have my blue light blocking glasses on, but I try to keep all the other lights off and turn on my lamp. So that is the only light that's in there. So that can help keep me prepared for sleep. And then I'm doing other things like on the weekends when I can't so much during the weekday, but I'm trying to get early morning sunlight because that kickstarts your body into producing the proper melatonin throughout the day so that you can sleep better at night. So I'm listening to podcasts about sleep. I'm reading things online about sleep. So I've learned that when I do get a few nights of really good sleep, which I get isn't possible for everybody, especially you being a new mom, and we go through seasons. But if we have the ability to try to set ourselves up for success as much as we possibly can, then we will be better off for it. I have found that when I get adequate sleep, like just my overall, my emotional response to things, because I'm a very emotional person and I can be reactive to that. It's another thing I've learned about myself that I'm trying to not control, because I don't want to dim a part of me. I don't want to dim my emotional side, but I don't need to react in emotion. But that adequate sleep helps me be more level-headed with things.
Oh, yeah.
And not be so reactionary.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that, like, even prisoners of war, I don't know, I'm in the military, so obviously my focus is like stuff like that. But sleep deprivation is a form of torture. Like, that's like a real thing. Like, they will keep you up as long as possible because of how much it affects you. Even that goes into sugar cravings, which is crazy to me. Like, how the body, like, if you don't get enough sleep, your body is only focusing on the stuff that you can get energized, which is usually like a lot of sugar, a lot of, you know, carbs, a lot of that stuff, which are not all bad, which are not, you know, I love cookies and stuff, but that's not going to help me the rest of the day either. So sleep. Okay. Yeah. At first as a new mom, no, that was not on my mind. I was literally trying to survive, but now I go to bed at 8 o'clock and I'm very fond of that.
So what time do you wake up?
4 a.m.
Okay. So yeah, you need to, that's what time you have to go to bed at 8 o'clock, because that's how you're going to get your complete, like, as many hours as possible. Or most, they say most people need, like, that 7 to 8, maybe even 9 hour range if possible.
Yeah, 4 a.m. because I have to get my workout in and I do my little like Bible study reading time. It's like my self-care time, and it's only when people are asleep, and usually 4 a.m. people are definitely asleep. So 8 p.m. I'm like, I need to go to bed right now, even if that means I have to turn off, you know, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I'll do it. But I'll go to sleep.
Hey, that's a good show to stay up for if you're going to do it.
I know. I love this season.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. So if shopping sustainably this year is on your list of things to do, well, look no further than Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, On 34th, Elmas, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. All right, finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll, on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. So don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. They're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. So make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. You said you've been reading the Shauna Nyquist books. Yeah. I just didn't know if you had a book recommendation, and then you mentioned the Trader Joe's creamer. But so is that your tip? What if you go to Starbucks, though? What's your order?
Okay.
Or a coffee shop.
So I don't like the sweetness of coffee in term. I like how it tastes, but like, you know, they put 4 pumps of brown sugar and vanilla and classic. So I like the brown sugar shaken espresso, but I get really embarrassed when I say that at the barista because it's so long. I don't even understand, but they know, right? They're like, they don't care, but I think they care. So I go in the app and I downgrade everything. So I only want like 2 shots of espresso, only 1 pump of brown sugar, and like almond milk or oat milk, and then that's it. So that's my go-to, but I only do it through the mobile order because I can't say that to someone's face.
I'm sure they hear all kinds of things from people, so that's really not that big of a deal.
Right.
But yeah.
You know, like it's a, you know, they talk about those people that have the long stickers, and it is a long sticker because I'm downgrading everything. So it looks like I'm doing a bunch of stuff, but really I'm just like, you know, tweaking the recipe. So it's not like super sweet for me, but that's mine. And then Shauna Nyquist, I loved her book. I guess I haven't learned that yet because I think Kat on her podcast, You Need Therapy, she talked about hustle culture, which was my favorite episode of hers. But she talked about how much that involves in our life, even from the beginning, like in high school, that was something for me. I think because I had social media when I was in high school, I'm 28 or 7. So like social media has been around for me for a long time. And so she was saying, we have to learn stuff so fast because we're trying to get the best job and the best thing. And like, and what I felt like I had to learn everything by the time I got to college. And I had to like, when I graduated, I had to know everything. And that's just not true. You know, that's just not true. We're continually learning. We're continually having experiences. So Shauna's book was like amazing to me because I was like, no, I haven't learned that yet. And that's okay. You know, like it's okay that I haven't learned those things because I'm only 28 or 7. I keep forgetting. What do you expect? You know? So
yeah,
I don't know. That was a great book. I'm reading, and Cold Tangerines is actually really good too. But it's kind of hard because she references a lot of her life in Cold Tangerines that I already know about in her newest book. So I wish I kind of would have gone back first and then. Also read Blue Like Jazz by Donald Miller. That one was a good one. Because again, I listen to all your recommendations. I'm like trying to write them down. Usually I'm driving. So I like go back and listen to all your book recommendations. So, but I'm a fast reader. So any book recommendations that anybody has, I read them. I have had to get a Kindle because my Amazon boxes were getting like too much. So like ordering books and they would come in like each box and I'm like, okay, not necessary. I'll just get a Kindle.
I haven't been able to read electronically, like on a any kind of Kindle or iPad or anything. I still want to hold the book.
Yeah.
Now, do you consider if you listen to a book, reading the book?
No, I don't feel like it. I don't know. I'm like a highlighter. But again, I'm such a book snob though. I don't like dog-eared stuff. I don't like when you put books like in between stuff. I don't like any of that. So like,
oh, I dog-ear.
I just do not like that. So when I write, when I give my books to people, I give it like, I have like a, so like a lot of Bob's Off, like Love Does and Everybody Always, I've given out multiple times. So I buy new ones to give to people because I'm like, here, just take it. You don't have, you can keep it. If you want to give it away, then you give it away. But like, I find my books very precious to me. But then I decided it kind of got expensive to keep buying books because books are not like $5. They're very much on the high end of price range. And if I love it, I'll buy it and then I'll keep it in my little library. But I do like the Kindle. It's fine. I do enjoy the book thing, but I don't know. I like the Kindle. It's low light, so it's good.
Oh, yeah. So it doesn't disrupt your sleep.
Right. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Okay. So I have one last question and it's pretty easy. I know the answer is you would like George Strait to be on your podcast, I'm sure. But will he ever come on the podcast?
I don't know. I guess I don't want to say no, because then that's putting out there that he won't.
Because every time Kat asks you who your dream person is, I totally expect that, George Strait. And I'm like, oh, I guess you didn't say it. And then I'm like, but what question would you ask him if you could?
I guess I would ask him why he doesn't come to Nashville more. Why don't you come to Nashville and do radio interviews on the Bobby Bone Show like all the other artists do all the time? Because he lives in Texas.
Oh, okay.
You know, honestly, this gets a little bit more personal. And George Strait was a big part of my childhood. Of course, grew up listening to his music. But my uncle was the manager of his ranch for years. I mean, he lived on the ranch, managed the ranch. When I was a kid, I went and visited the ranch and he took me down to the, I don't know, arena area where George had, it was like roping, and he introduced me to George and I wore a George Strait t-shirt, like a lame-o. But I mean, I was probably 10 years old.
Okay.
But my uncle was very simple. And I mean, he didn't, I mean, that was probably a big deal for him to be like, hey, okay, I'm going to take my niece down to meet George Strait, because he didn't do that. Like, it wasn't like he didn't walk around like, I work for George Strait. I mean, he was a hard working South Texas cowboy.
Right.
And that happened to be the ranch he managed, and he took it seriously, but he was way older. My dad was the youngest of like 7, and my dad was old for me. Like, I'm my dad's last child. Like, I have a brother in his 50s, and you know, growing up, I mean, my dad was married 4 times and I'm the last child.
Yeah.
So, you know, my dad was just always older, but my dad's passed away. All of his siblings have passed away, but my uncle, he died. And I guess I would ask George maybe what he remembers about my Uncle Ted. And he's friends with my Uncle Frank too, who was the town veterinarian and mayor of Dilley, Texas, another small town in South Texas. And so I guess I would probably get personal with George. I mean, of course, I would want to know about his early career and starting out and what it's been like.
Yeah.
Growing up singing it in bars in Texas and then rising to national stardom and family, balancing that, and then having this big country career in Nashville, but then choosing to live in Texas. Most artists choose to live here where it's at. So some business type questions, but then for me, I probably would get literally personal and I would ask him about my Uncle Ted and my Uncle Frank. But wow. I don't ever have any expectations of George coming on. I saw him in Austin last year and I geek out. But I mean, I see him so few and far between that it's not like he sees my face and knows, oh, that's Amy, Ted Moffat's niece, and she works on the Bobby Bones show.
You mean he didn't remember you No,
especially not from when I was a kid. Yeah. So when I saw him come off stage at iHeart Festival, Country Festival in Austin, I was literally right there. And Lunchbox was like, you have to go over and say hi to him. He's right there. And I'm like, okay. So Lunchbox is like taking pictures. All my pictures are like blurry, but I'm grinning from ear to ear.
Oh, I think I remember your and post. Yeah.
I didn't even like take an official posed picture with him because I didn't want to impose on that. But I did just want to say like, hey, I just wanted to say hi. And I was like, anytime I meet him, I reset with, hi, I'm Amy, Ted Moffat's niece. I work on the Bobby Bones show. But that gives him the context that he needs.
Sure,
and then he's like, oh. And then his wife, Norma, was standing next to him. And he goes, well, Amy, I'm sure you've met Norma before. And I'm like, no, I haven't, but hi. But I think he just assumed at this point, I probably know Norma. Or at some point in my life, I had met her, but I had not. And anyway, he's just a dream. I love him.
They probably have really good marriage advice.
I have no idea. Honestly, I don't know anything. And that's maybe something, well, my uncle would have never said. No. I mean, my uncle just didn't talk about George. That's what I mean. Like when I say...
But that makes sense, though. Know, that's his boss. And you don't generally know personal stuff about your boss, right? I guess.
Well, I mean, I think he maybe did, but my uncle didn't talk about it. He didn't make it this, he didn't wear a sign that says, oh, I manage. He wasn't a braggy person about it by any means. I probably told more people in the world that he managed George H. Ranch than he ever did. It's just not something that came out of his mouth. So I guess what I mean is my uncle maybe would have known, but it's not like he talked about them in that way. It was like very much respect for like, this is just my job. This is what I do. I'm a cowboy.
Right.
But also with celebrities, like you just never know. I mean, some people have been married forever and you have no idea. It might be the most beautiful, wonderful marriage in the world, or it might be absolutely miserable. We don't know. Well, I have appreciated our chat and I loved all your questions. If you had a podcast and you could have, you know, a dream guest, who would it be?
I don't know. You know, it's funny. It's probably is cheesy, but maybe Bobby, but that's only because we have a mutual friend that he doesn't know about. So I'll save that for a later time, but he is so interesting. And I know that he talks about his life so much and everybody, and you know, his books and things, but he is probably one of the most interesting people with his work ethic and where he's been in life all the way up until now and all his dreams. Like I even heard him say today that he would never retire. And I'm like, what? That's insane. Like everybody wants to do that, but he's probably one of those people that I would definitely want to just interview and talk about. He's such a good interviewer too. So that and Donald, I want to hear a Donald Miller part two, by the way, just saying. So like that, he was amazing too. So many words of wisdom.
There's this guy, Tim, he wrote a book called The Secret Society and he works with Donald. And he's going to be coming on my podcast soon. And I'm super excited about that sit down. And then also, I would like a Donald Miller part two as well. My sister and I are going to do his storytelling workshop with Ali Fallon in October. So maybe at some point we'll have a follow-up after that. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe we can make that happen.
Yeah. There you go. I'm sure the people would love that.
Aubrey, shout out for sending in an email and asking the questions. And anybody else can just send an email to 4thingswithamybrown@gmail.com, whether you want to do listener Q&A or you've got a question for the fifth thing that I do with Kat, or you have topic ideas for the 4 Things podcast or guests that you would like to hear interviewed on the show. And we can see who we can line up possibly. And I just appreciate everybody listening so much. And Aubrey, thank you for taking time out of your day to do this.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for serving our country. You and your husband.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. All right, this sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With Advanced Control Mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. You can even customize your spray. Like, to cover targeted areas, you just tap the trigger lightly, or you can pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable. From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, this is sun care that'll come in handy when my kids are swimming, playing sports, when I'm hiking, when we're out at the lake, or whatever it is that we're doing outdoors. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.